Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Vince McMahon had no concrete plans to make Cody Rhodes WWE champion.
A WWE wrestler returns, but in a new role.
A gimmick change has finally been confirmed for a SmackDown star.
And WWE confirms the White Rabbit reveal is coming soon. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
And we're going to kick things off by talking about Cody Rhodes.
Good.
Who, of course, returned to WWE this year. One of the biggest stories of the year. Great match with Seth Rollins, great feud with Seth Rollins, great trilogy with Seth Rollins, all of that lovely stuff. He, of course, cut a promo on the first Raw that he was back, going, hey, my dad didn't win this title, so I'm going to win this
obviously.
Title. Setting his sights on World Championship gold, but there were no plans pre-injury solidified to make him the actual champion. There's a report here from Fightful Select who consulted multiple sources in WWE on this matter, stating that when Cody got hurt and he tore his whole thing, not just his pec, it looked like everything was blue and it was gross and all of that stuff, but it did add to the drama of the Hell in a Cell match.
It did.
When he was injured, Vince McMahon, who's gone now, fortunately, may we never see him again, had not solidified any plans to make Cody WWE or Universal Champion. While people thought it was something that was going to happen, but Fightful have heard that there were no firm plans whatsoever for that title change to actually take place. Vince, however, was all on board for Roman Reigns being the double champion, which is still the case. That was solidified at WrestleMania. And there weren't any ideas floated from Vince that suggested he was ready to move on from that during the summer. So, yeah, there you go. I think, the Roman storyline has certainly reaped benefits as it's continued.
Yeah.
I think that the Bloodline are in a very, very good place at the moment. Yeah, maybe Cody winning at WrestleMania this coming year is a better story anyway, right?
Yeah, exactly. Why am I not surprised by either of this? A, them not realising what a star they had on their hands when they brought Cody back in, or specifically, I say they, Vince. And B, them not looking further than the end of their nose when it comes to Roman's championship reign. All we have said from about 6 months into Roman's Universal Championship reign is, well, what they need now is the guy. Who's going to be the guy who finally topples Roman, who they make a big star? And they didn't have a bloody clue.
They didn't build anyone to
do it.
They
just do Brock again. Knock a bee off Brock. Rock. Right. But it was never anyone, it seemed, that they would be the guy to defeat him. Now, arguably, you could pitch maybe even three people off the top of my head to defeat Roman Reigns and finally, you know, lay out the Tribal Chief and win those World Championships. I think Cody Rhodes is one of the most obvious contenders.
The option fell into their lap.
Exactly.
Really,
it sort of worked out perfectly. Like I said, we said this the moment he got injured, of like, right, hang on, that date plus blah, 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 that's a perfect date for Royal Rumble return. Oh, road to WrestleMania, bish, bash, bosh. Now, whether you do that with all the titles, one of the titles, I don't really bloody care. But how do you watch Cody Rhodes come out at WrestleMania that and not think, well, he's got to have to have a world title at some point?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's definitely going to happen. We will see how it pans out. In my mind right now, I do think that him coming back from injury and fighting back and winning at Mania is maybe a better story for now. So I will reserve judgment on that until it actually happens. But hey, here you go. He's the perfect option for me.
Add that to a long, long, long old list of things that are better now Vince is gone.
Yeah, thank God that... Yeah, so I cannot form words. Is how grateful I am that Vince McMahon is no longer in this business.
Especially because Oney Lorcan is back in WWE, arguably, as a result of that.
He's taking Vince's job.
Yes.
He's the chairman now.
Mike Johnson of PW Insider reporting. We reported a while back that he looked like Oney was returning to WWE, although I think generally you and I assumed it was going to be in more of a wrestling capacity, whether that be in NXT. Sounds weirder than the 2.0 now, doesn't it? Or whether that be on the main roster. Although, for the time being, he is not wrestling Andy Murray. He is working in the Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. He was there this week working as a guest coach. Obviously, Lorcan, as I mentioned, teased a return seemingly to potentially NXT when the whole transformation from 2.0 to normal NXT happened. But... I hope, as much as this is, you know, great to have sort of mind like Lorcan's around the Performance Center, you could learn a whole load from him. I hope that the, well, now, former again, I suppose, Biff Busick.
Former Biff Busick, former Oney Lorcan. Now, Christopher Gerard, I think, is his real name. Let's call him Big Chris.
Go on, Chris.
Go on, Chris.
I hope that this is, you know, getting in the Performance Center to teach some people and also remembering... Because he's really good in between the ropes. Hopefully really you get awesome. To see him wrestle again soon.
Yeah, he's really awesome. He's had one of my favourite runs in wrestling this year, and he's been idle basically since like May. He said he was taking some time off. But great indie run this year. Matches with guys like John Moxley, Kevin Blackwood, Brody King, Wheeler Yuta, a whole bunch of great ones. Across the board, Slade and beyond, just lots
Noddy
of...
Noddy Holder.
That's the one, he beat up Noddy Holder. but yeah, I think that Oney is awesome. I think that Biff Busick is awesome. Whatever he's wrestling as, he's like instant energy. He just really gets... He's like the equivalent of a football player who just goes in two-footed all the time.
Yes.
He's a psychopath in the ring. I love him. Energizes any situation. Great representative of the bald community as well.
Invented We The Ones, didn't he?
He did, yeah. That hack, Roman Reigns, stole the signature hand gesture from him as well. So there's your answer to who's dethroning Roman Reigns. But yeah, personal favourite of mine. Hope he does well. And you know what else I hope? You subscribe to the video.
Yes.
Actually to the channel, but also to the video. right, let's talk about Max Dupree. He's seemingly no more. PW Insider's Mike Johnson coming through with the Scoopski
The
Scoopski yesterday, noting that after weeks of teases, and they've been everywhere, Max Dupree is now listed as LA Knight, yes, on the internal roster of WWE. But if you're wondering about Maximum Male Models, which is the stable, of course, that he formed, it's continuing. It's still going to be a thing. Maxine is going to lead that with Massey and Mansoir. look, I'm in two minds over this. I think the LA Knight gimmick is an absolute riot. I think this guy is such a cornball in the best possible way. It's like seven catchphrases per sentence. It's a blast. We're gonna have a great time. We're gonna go nuts with this. I really like Maximum Male Models as well. And I could have used 3 or 4 months of this silly group. I don't think it's gonna be anywhere near as fun without him. But it's what they've done, and here we are. It's a fun thing dying to let another fun thing live.
Yeah, I am so happy that LA Knight is back in WWE. I am absolutely buzzing about this,
Jesus
Andy.
Jesus Christ.
Don't get me wrong, I love me some Max Dupree, because he talks weird into people's necks.
He's a freak.
But LA Knight is the best version. The former Eli Drake is the best version. He is going to... flipping rule on SmackDown, in my opinion. Maybe he's the one to defeat Roman Reigns.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Just putting it out there, right? But I am with you as well. Do not sacrifice Maximum Male Models for this. As you said, they will continue. Maxine's
going to be doing it.
It's
just not going to be as fun.
But give it, right, because they've proven, right, do it with me, they've proven they can live the gimmick, pouring water over their muscles, the weird tag stuff, the pose. Give all the emphasis to Marseille and Mansoir. Maxine will be great there as well, just going, what are you two idiots doing? But do not just have them be crap losers disappearing off to
it's
level
over,
up or whatever it may
it's
be.
It's over for these poor lads.
But, if you've not watched LA Knight before, go and watch his promo from, I believe, NWA Power, where he's a bit giddy. And that's where yeah comes from, where he goes, check out these shoes, shoes of a champion. Check out this jacket, shoes of a champion. He may have had a bit to drink, and he goes, wait, did I say shoes of a champion again? Ha ha ha, yeah.
He is walking, living, breathing proof that the word cheesy is a compliment, not yes. an insult. He rules.
He's, I can see why I relate to him.
Yeah, I mean, you look kind of similar.
Yeah.
Similar builds.
Because you also like talking like this.
Stay away from me, you
right, weird. Final... Okay, I'm not going to do that because it's really weird if I talk to you about the...
You almost kicked your ass there. Watch out.
Son. More from him in a bit.
Very protective of his owner.
The eel's brother.
The eel.
Cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
More teasers for the White Rabbit on last night's Monday Night Raw. There was a QR code all over the bloody place. It flashed up a bit where I think Candice LeRae was walking backstage. It was on the back of the contract thing that they signed for the ladder match with Bayley and Bianca Belair. And if you went with the QR codes, as everyone should be doing now, it took you to a WWE.com URL. It had binary numbers and the code spelled out Gacy. Ooh, a little bit of a red herring, perhaps, with all the, yeah. You know, was it Aleister Black? Is it Finn Balor? It's Bray Wyatt, guys. It better be fucking Bray Wyatt at this point. But also, the page had like a sexy Renaissance painting with a bit of side boob. And it had like a magic eye poster or something. All decoded when it comes out at the bottom of the page. Abandon hope, all ye who enter here. Obviously a reference to the old Firefly Funhouse thing. As well as that, there was the link in the first image on WWE's big pile of lore took you to a second...
There's a lot of stuff.
Spelling out the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where Extreme Rules is going down on Saturday night. It's going to be revealed, basically, the White Rabbit, which better be Bray Wyatt, is going to be revealed on Saturday night, and I can't wait.
It's going to be Bray Wyatt, 100%. I'm really confident in that. That's why I said 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know my thoughts on this. I like that they've done something that doesn't hold people's hands. You have to follow this kind of trail. It's not exactly like, you know, this huge rocket science thing, but it's something they don't usually do. And I think it's good when you're not just shoving something down your throat and going, Bray Wyatt is the White Rabbit. I'm telling you this on TV every 5 minutes. So it's cool. And I hope they do this again. It's been success ratings wise. The merchandise is shifting well. It's worked.
Yeah.
It's worked.
Yeah, the t-shirt's doing well, isn't it?
And that's a triumph because it's a really boring t-shirt.
Yeah, and it's not reveal. It's just...
This is a rabbit.
It'll be utterly pointless on Saturday night, basically, by the time that happens.
But that's the marketing machine in full effect.
And it could have been, like you say, under the old regime, let's say, it would have been A plus one...
Equals
Bray. And
then
a picture of Ray Charles.
Yeah.
And then just Wyatt. Just Wyatt, because we worried that people wouldn't get that otherwise.
Yeah, Wyatt Earp standing next to The Fiend or something. What's Wyatt Earp again? What's
I don't
that?
Know, but I reckon...
A Western or something. I don't know.
Should we move on?
Animes.
Don't. Let's move on to the Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course, you want to get in touch with us. Michael starts with our first
Michael!
Question today. Michael says, good morning. Would putting Sammy up against Gunther post-Extreme Rules work? I know the bloodline are heels, but Sammy gets face pabs, and it could tease a Gunther Reigns match down the line with a stare down at some point too. Mm.
Yeah, as long as Sammy lost, like, quite heavily, Gunther kicking his ass.
Him chopping him so hard that he tears off the Honor Use t-shirt.
That would be really good, especially if you want to enhance the babyface dynamic of Sammy within that stable, which is probably something you do want to do. There's no better opponent, I don't think, to make him feel sympathetic than Gunther. So yeah, I really like this idea, and I think Roman versus Gunther would be pretty sick as well.
I do like the idea of them going, you should have a championship as well, Sammy. Fight that massive Austrian guy over there.
I reckon Sheamus is winning on Friday, man. I reckon he's going to do it.
Season premiere.
Get that grand, was it the Grand Slam or whatever he gets?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I always forget the name of that.
And it's weird because I keep thinking that the Donnybrook match is
Donnybrook
first, but that's on the Saturday.
Yeah, I got it confused. I thought it was the week. I thought the season premiere was next week because then it'd be the same week as SmackDown, but it turns out I've just got a bad brain.
Yeah, same here. Right, second question today comes from LNG Sith Lord.
Oh, wow.
Who says, with Triple H in charge and giving his booking past in the women's division, do you see the possibility of a mid-card championship being created to give more of their talent opportunities?
Maybe somewhere down the line, but I don't think we quite have the numbers to justify that yet. I think they still... he's only been at the helm for a couple of months. We are yet to see a full picture of what this women's division is going to look like emerge. I simply don't think there are enough bodies for a mid-card title. I would argue that you barely have enough bodies for the tag team titles.
Exactly
as well.
What I was about to say.
And they are not all that visible. So yeah, I think sort what you have first and then take it from there. Maybe a year or two down the line, but at the moment there's not enough.
Yes, learn from AEW. More championships do not necessarily solve anything.
Well, AEW should have learned that from WWE in the first place.
But also, yeah, sort out some semblance of a women's tag division before you start chucking in a...
I mean, come on, guys, the 24/7 title can't get on TV these days.
Who even is the... I don't care. I don't even answer the question because we don't care.
The heel, probably.
Me, probably. Yeah. I probably have won it accidentally and not realised.
Yeah.
Right, Kenny Fraley gives us our final question today. Thanks for this, Kenny. He says, good morning, legends. Random question. What is your stance on barefooted wrestlers? Personally, I find it stupid because the boot shoes would inflict more damage theoretically. It makes sense in MMA, but not when it's a work.
Grosses me out a little bit, to be honest. I watch it and I'm like, oh, that's unhygienic. But then I'm like, oh no, wait, they're sweaty and they're like on top of each other anyway, so it's like really unhygienic in general. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it... I don't have a problem with it because ultimately it doesn't matter because I'm not the person who's in the ring with people who've got their feet out. But I don't know. I don't really care all that much, to be honest. It's not something I really think about. I think if the other wrestlers are cool with it, whatever. Feet in general are pretty gross.
Yeah, I don't
wear
get
shoes.
The foot thing.
Yeah, maybe it gives them better grip or so. I don't really have much of it. It grosses me out a little bit, but I don't have a take on it.
I was thinking maybe it's like a bit like the bare knuckle fighting thing, but that's so you don't break your hands, so it doesn't make any sense, especially when it comes to wrestling. I like it as a weird addition to like Riddle when he first came in, for example. It's like, oh, he's an MMA guy, so he's fighting barefooted. I do like it with like the Samoan guys, but yeah, let's not normalise it. But shout out to Mike Bailey, who also wrestles barefoot, who I think is great.
Yeah, there's a lot of great wrestlers who do it. I really don't like the look when they have no socks on, but they have kick pads. That looks weird to me.
Let's be honest.
No shade on like Mike Bailey. I think he's amazing. He's had an incredible year. It's just, I don't know, a strange look.
I think they should all wear Xavier Woods' winkle picker things. That's the solution.
I think everyone should wrestle in roller skates. There you go. Practical.
Has that been done before, a roller skates match?
It sounds really dangerous.
Sounds like it should be
done. It's probably happened somewhere, yes.
When WCPW relaunches, guys, that's what I'll be campaigning for.
Remember MGF's last
game? Might be the only way I can beat Will Ospreay, that. If he's on roller skates. Alright, let's move on to today's and finally. And obviously, let's say hello to the Eel's brother.
Oh, yes. The Eel's brother, the Eel. Here he is.
Because the Eel... it's having quite the month, not just because it's spoopy season, and he's the spoopiest character in the World Culture Office, but remember Eric, Jenny's husband?
Yes.
He's got a calendar, and I don't know if this is an eel-themed calendar. I sense not. I presume it's just underwater-themed. I don't know. Give us an update on this, Eric, because all month long in October, it's flipping eel month.
Oh, my God.
Just the eel just peeking out, staring at Eric working hard.
That's quite appropriate because it is my birthday in October.
Yes.
There you go. Eel month.
send all eel-themed gifts.
No, don't do that.
You know where the What Culture Office address is? You just Google it.
No, please.
I want to sign for 1 million eel-themed packages, please.
Oh, my goodness. This is on your head.
It's on your desk is where it's going to be.
Oh, God. I'm off on my birthday as well. Because we get that off now. We get our birthday off.
Yeah, we do indeed.
It's nice. It's a good thing.
What are you going to do with the eel on your birthday?
I'm going to be on a train coming home from Aberdeen, baby.
Oh.
So, the eel hasn't booked a ticket.
You mean Aberdeel?
Aberdeen.
Ruined it.
Deal me out of here, please.
Right, let us know your thoughts on that. Eels and everything we've discussed in the comment section below. Like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. For daily wrestling podcasts, we're going to review Monday Night Raw and say how great it was because Cedric isn't here. We're going to praise the NXT.
That's not a good short praise,
no,
brother.
That's going to be a tough sell today.
That thing was boring. Gee whiz.
We're going to preview NXT. It's just not the same, is it?
You could say the show formerly known as NXT 2.0.
Thank you, there you go.
So there you go.
Like Prince.
FKA 2.0.
Anyway, What Culture Wrestling for all that. Twitter at What Culture WWE. Watch there, follow both of us. Follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Hey! Hey! Babu Frick. Not
Babu Frick and LA Knight could make quite a tag team, couldn't they?
Yes.
There's a question for Friday.
Yeah.
Wrestler / weird movie character tag teams.
Okay.
I'm not here, so I'm going to sabotage.
Oh, no. What am I going to do? You have to
get the hand back on. Ham did a great job. Thank you to Michael Hamlet for stepping into my wacky shoes yesterday.
Made of pork.
You can follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilbur. Follow us all. Oh, right. At What Culture WWE.
Weirdo.
But for now, thanks to Andy Murray. Thanks to the Eels brother.
What's his name? The eel.
Okay.
Yeah. He's on the iPad. Look. I'm looking up the internet. Shut up, eel. Can't look at the internet. You're an eel.
Bye. See you soon.
Probably drunk. The eel's drunk.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.